I'm Brad.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Kitch.
And we're the Two Blind Squirrels.
But there's three of us. There's three.
We do this over and over.
And welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels. This is the Listener Appreciation Show. That's right. That's where we call special attention to you, the listener, and how much we appreciate you.
Do we really need? Do they appreciate us giving them special attention?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Attaboy.
So we show our appreciation by playing your calls. If you would like to have your call heard on our show, the phone number is what is the phone number again? 224-225-9297. Day or night, 24 hours a day. Operators are standing by. Please have your credit card and Facebook passwords ready. Because you'll need to leave those with the guard at the door before you can enter and get your hand stamped. Be sure you get your hand stamped. You can't go out to your car and come back, okay? All right, good. Here we go.
Hey, this is John, and I just wanted to share a few thoughts on the latest Two Blind Squirrels with Three Squirrels podcast that I listen to, where people are making observations about country music. I don't actually have...
Oh, so this is about Kidge's observations of country music, in which he is... How is that experiment going, by the way, Kidge?
It is not.
Okay, good. Back to John.
About country music. I grew up listening to country music back in the 70s and the 80s. You're right, it sucked. Went to an Eddie Rabbit concert with my parents.
I love a rainy night, love a rainy night. Love to hear the rain, hear the thunder as it lights up the sky.
There you go.
It sucked, you know.
Hey!
It was a rainy night. And it sucked. The motorsport that you're thinking of where they continue to pray at is NASCAR, not IndyCar. There's a difference.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
Did I call it NASCAR?
No.
Or Brandon. IndyCar? Okay, just making sure. Because
I saw
I
a documentary about IndyCars and it got me confused.
Okay. They go really fast in a circle most of the time, except for two races of the year. And IndyCar, while they do go fast in a circle at the Indianapolis 500, they do a mixture of ovals and road courses. And in fact, there's an argument that they should actually remove the ovals except for the Indianapolis 500. But I digress.
I have a question.
Oh. You have a question?
Where does he put all this information?
He actually has two heads. I don't know if people know this.
Where does he keep it?
He has an extra. He has a spare head.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The documentary you watched was Senna, not Sienna. Sienna, Ayrton Senna. It was from Brazil.
Again. It's his favorite thing to do, Brad.
I know what I watched. I don't know how you pronounce it, but that's what I watched.
It was a Formula One racer, and he was freaking awesome.
He was freaking awesome. You should watch that documentary. You have to read a lot of it, but it was worth watching. It's called, what did he say it was called?
Senna.
I love me some Formula One.
He was awesome.
When you really think about what he was able to do with that car before they had paddle shifters, when everything was, you know, you were shifting with a stick still and not paddles, and the way he was able to control the car was just amazing. If you put him in a car today, when he was at his peak, when he was racing, he would totally dominate. Anyway, that's all I have to say for now until I hear anything else that I want to comment on. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in, John.
I'm totally going to watch this Senna documentary.
Did you watch Buck? I told you to watch Buck.
Nope.
Why didn't you watch Buck?
Because I didn't want to. It's on my InstaQ, but I didn't want to watch it yet.
He's got to get to the point where he cares to watch it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I understand that. I understand that.
You got to watch Buck, and you need to watch Senna.
Okay.
The more you push him, the less he's going to want to watch it.
Either one of them. They both. You won't like them. They're really good, but you won't like them.
Now I feel free of the responsibility to watch them.
There you go.
So I won't ever.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is, are the National Geographic shows about people in the Amazon or living in Africa, are those kids friendly?
The magazine, not so much.
I never did anything for me. I know a lot of kids use National Geographic when they were kids, you know.
Yeah, like, you couldn't wait to get the Sears catalog.
To explore their sexuality. That never did it for me.
Well, there you go.
Sorry. Solid Gold Dancers, that did it for me.
What?
Never mind, kids.
Again.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. So as far as
National Geographic, where you see naked people jumping around going hooty hooty hooty.
Now
with things in their nose. Does that is that kid friendly?
I can't give a solid verdict because I don't watch stuff like that in the first place.
Uh-huh.
But that is not portrayed as a sexual image.
Right.
Right.
So it has less of an impact. And so women just standing around in the Amazon not wearing clothes in their natural habitat is not women posing in the Amazon in some studio.
So if Kate Beckinsale was standing around the Amazon, just...
What's her name?
Kate Beckinsale. Is that right?
Beckinsale.
Is that right? Did I get it right?
No.
Is it close?
No.
Beckinsale. Beckinsale. Beckinsale.
Beckinsale. I can't even say it.
Anyway, Kate.
Right.
The Kate. How about Charlize?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. What about her? If she's just standing around in the Amazon naked,
but
just standing
there. She's not in her natural habitat.
Just standing there with a spear in her hand.
She's from South Africa.
She's actually mouthing
the
words.
Faith has a very good point
there.
She's
not in her natural habitat.
If she's saying Moomba, Moomba, Moomba.
She's from South Africa.
She's not posed. She's just standing there. Is that kids friendly?
Now, the thing about that is because there are previous images of them in a different habitat
for
the majority. And so those start to pop up.
I think you're being racist then, because the only difference is the color of the skin.
Oh,
you're saying
a
nice, fine, beautiful African woman standing in the woods, that's kids friendly. But a white woman standing in the woods is
on the side. I did not give a verdict, sir. You are putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just trying to box you into a corner.
Thanks.
Finish up, kids.
Go ahead. But, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But just say that, you know, if it's in the scenario that you're kind of proposing, that
yes,
there is no previous imagery of native Amazonians or whatever in some sort of sexual pose or something like that, and so none of that comes to mind in association with National Geographic. But if some actress was doing just the same sort of thing, because we have then elevated them on a pedestal, that does become a sexual thing.
Yep.
Because they are so exposed to us, that does become a sexual thing.
It is.
All right.
Exactly correct.
I'll stop there. I have several more things to say.
Plus, I won't. You know, from my, illicit experience, the women in tribal communities don't necessarily have the same sort of former clothing style that would be traditionally accepted here, and thus their shapes are different.
There you go.
Their shapes are different.
Can we move on?
Can we just move on? My wife is giggling at me. And
that's why he's doing this to you. You know that. He's
their
just mean and evil.
Different.
Okay, enough already.
People in their natural attire, which usually there isn't much. Oh, and then would this voicemail be kid-friendly if I said the word penis? That's
all. John!
It's actually, in the Google translation, it says pigeons. If I said the word pigeons, would it still be kid-friendly? So,
pigeons.
Is the voicemail kid-friendly?
Yes.
Even though he said the word pigeons?
Because it was discussed as at a mature level until the end there.
you're gonna give him that?
Yeah.
Give John mature. Really?
Until he said gigawatt mount pigeon, then then that was the crossing the line.
Be the show title.
Gigawatt my pigeon. That's the show title.
Cool.
Oh my. And my pastor came up to me this week and said he listens to the show. Sorry, John. Can't help it. I told you not to. Well, I am waiting.
Hello, Blind Squirrels. This is Winston. I thought I would call.
Hey, it's Winston.
Hi, Winston.
Hey. Been calling in a while. Hey.
Add your top favorite documentaries list. It's not too late. I recently enjoyed a movie called How Weed Won the West.
There you go. It's the kind of friends I have. I like my friends.
It's all about the growth of legalized marijuana and the conflict that is going on over that in California.
You know, there was a while when me and Faith would stop down for any drug show. If it was drug related, we found that fascinating, didn't we?
It was fascinating. I don't know what that was about.
All about the, you know, how drugs became illegal. There was a series.
They did this whole documentary on how drugs became.
They would take like one drug and follow it, how it. Where it came from, who invented it, who made it popular.
Who decided it should be illegal.
Who decided it should be illegal and all that.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
It was very interesting.
It's available for streaming on Netflix. I found it very interesting. There's a related show on Discovery Channel called Weed Wars about the same topic. And
I just think it's fascinating that Americans outlaw a plant that grows naturally. just baffles me. And yet, you know, something like whiskey is perfectly legal. Just, just amazing. That, you know, whiskey, you have to actually ruin. You have to take stuff out of the ground and ruin it. Then
yes.
Boil it and cool it and do all these weird things to it before you can, you know, then let it sit around for 10 years and before it's even drinkable.
Mm-hmm. In a dirty old barrel.
Yeah, but something that just grows naturally in the woods, yeah, that's illegal. That can't be right. That's immoral.
I thought it was very interesting because for every story they had on there, you know, the lady who takes a laundry list of prescription medication and needs the needs marijuana to help her stay alive, or for every you know, father who takes a kid in there with seizures and the marijuana tincture is the only thing that lets them. You know, lets them function. But for every one of those, they, you know, they have an unrepentant pothead on there who, medicates because he's stressed. Yeah, anyway. Or he needs to focus. Yeah. Yeah, I like those.
You talk about your first world problems.
We do. No kidding.
When society has developed
to the
point.
Very stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Rastafarian who is, you know, he says, no, it's a religious experience for him. That's interesting, too. Anyway, uh-huh. I thought they were interesting documentaries, no matter which side of the issue you land on. Anyway, enjoy. Bye.
I just have to say,
yes.
Anybody who puts cow dung in their hair, not down with that.
Not down with the Rastafarian?
No.
And that's not a racial comment?
No.
Okay.
No,
because it's a religious thing.
Yeah, there's. You don't have to be a particular race to be Rastafarian.
No, you don't.
Or nasty.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's also true.
Could be any race and be nasty.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've established that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
That's all of our voicemails that we have.
Aw.
Aw. So sad.
Even the one from last week?
Yeah, that's it. That's all we had.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's just sad.
Yep.
What happened to our dozens?
I joined the show.
Well, we didn't get any from Space Turtle this week. We must have. I must have made him mad last week with my two robots and a turtle comment. Sorry, I didn't. It wasn't personal. It was just. It just jumped into my head. I have to say it. I turned my filter off before I start the show. Well, it's a nice lull in the show.
Did you?
Kid,
so
did you bring anything to play with today?
Today was February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it was shorts weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Texas is
so
awesome.
Nice. So nice. So nice. Nice. Yes, I cleaned my pool yesterday, and it actually felt good to stick my hand in the water.
Nice.
Instead of hurting like it normally does.
But as far as other updates.
Yes.
Since today is Wednesday, and people will be hearing this most likely tomorrow.
That's optimistic.
Well, yeah.
Friday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be Friday.
Whatever.
He's got to play the show we didn't play from last week.
Yeah. I'll put that out tonight.
That's a good point.
I'll put last week's show out tonight, and then I'll put this show out on Friday.
All right. Well, then by the time people are listening to this, I have already had my last day at my current employer.
Oh.
Ooh, no longer. Yes. No longer. I can't
when do you start?
Employer name?
No.
Well, now that I won't be tied to them anymore. You know, my last day at Geek Squad is actually on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Good times, and I start on Monday.
But now you don't get the employee discount.
That's true, and so that's why I've already bought a wireless printer to kind of make up for that.
Good.
That's the traditional sort of thing for anyone who leaves the company is they have to go on a buying spree for all the cables and batteries and ink cartridges and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I bought ink cartridges today. What a racket.
So your new employer isn't going to give you hours that conflict with recording on Wednesday nights, are they?
No.
Good.
That's
all that really matters.
I could have Saturdays off.
You've never had Saturdays off?
I've never had Saturdays off.
Awesome.
For the past 6 years, I have worked on Saturdays.
Well, you can meet us in Rockwell on Saturday for supper.
Not this Saturday.
Not this Saturday. I didn't say this Saturday.
I could.
Well, I'm not going to be there this Saturday.
He's going to the father-daughter dance.
That's right. I got a father-daughter dance to go to Saturday.
I'm going to the ranch.
He's
got to
get
Friday.
His groove on.
What ranch?
The ranch where he doesn't go outside.
What?
No, I go outside on occasion.
The ranch where he goes
to. The family ranch?
And they should go outside, but he doesn't go outside.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a Psych episode the other day, and they had what does your wife study? What's the martial art she knows?
Krav Maga.
Yeah, they had one of those people on the show.
Yes, I know which episode you're talking about.
It was
it a Christmas
awesome.
Episode?
Yes.
Yes. We watched that the other day, actually.
That was great. Well, I saw it, and I thought of you and Swifty.
Yay. Fantastic.
What is it called?
Show cracks me up. Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
What does it do?
That's what I said.
What do they do?
It is a conglomeration of several martial arts where, you know, a lot of martial arts are designed for or have some sort of aspect that can be in competition. Like, okay, I'm just going to subdue this person and, hey, I scored a point on you, I win. Krav Maga is designed for the Israeli Defense Forces. And
oh,
so
yeah, you told me that.
They can kill you within a couple seconds.
Yes, gotcha.
It's a very lethal sort of.
And they have very, very nice hair. It's also part of the art, the martial art.
Well, isn't that part of being an Israeli?
The coiffed part of the Maga.
No.
What?
There's no coiffing.
Oh, I thought that's why it was called that.
I forget what Krav Maga stands for.
Oh.
It's like my wife tells me that it stands for or it means, what is it? Contact combat? Contact combat.
It means like, I will kill you with a dreidel. That's what it means.
Yes, I will kill you with this, you know, edge of my hand here sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Instead of throwing stars, they throw dreidels. Now, what are the things you spin? What are those things called?
The tops.
You white people know.
Hey, don't be racist.
I thought a dreidel is the thing you spin, right? Is
yes.
That right? Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Deadly dreidels.
Deadly dreidels. Watch out, man.
I can see that being on Netflix streaming in the next couple months.
Don't mess with Israel. They'll take you out.
A one-star thing. So.
One star for deadly dreidels.
But it'd be a six-point star.
I don't want to be against Israel. Do you? Do you want to be against Israel?
I don't want to be against Israel either.
No, not so much. They're hardcore.
Say what you want to about the Bible just being metaphoric, or now we're all we're citizens of a new kingdom. You say what you want to. I'm not going against Israel.
Nope. Not going to do it.
It's not going to happen. Those people are serious. Okay.
The Lord is serious as well.
50 caliber pistols over there. That's what they carry. It's ridiculous.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. 50 calibers and a pistol. That'll break your thumb. Okay. That's
not
all
bears.
I got. No, because they're
bad. Yeah, Israelis.
They're bad butts. I really like that word. I wish I could say it. I can't say it. It's a bad word. They're bad butts. I'll just say that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I have for today.
Same
that's
here.
All Kitch has. That's all I got. Yeah.
And since we don't have any more, I'll check the calls one more time, make sure nobody's called in, like from the place. Nope. All right then.
Okay.
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy your first Saturday off in forever.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope that the ranch treats you well. Don't.
Oh, it will.
Don't be afraid to go outside, Kitch. It's okay. You need vitamin D.
I take supplements.
Just think of the sun as like pre. It's like pre-radiation treatment. What do you call that when they shoot you full of radiation?
Chemo.
Chemo. Yeah, it's chemotherapy for everything that might go wrong for you in the future.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. It's healthy. You need fresh air.
You do. It's important.
Yeah, that's when I turn off the internal air circulation in my car. That's when I turn that off.
Oh, okay.
Fresh air.
No.
You'd like the kids today. They were out in the front in the big area. We have a courtyard, but then we go out in the front. And they had like, I don't know, three kickballs and a soccer ball. And they're all kicking. There's no rhyme or reason. They're just kicking the ball, catching the ball, chasing after the ball, kicking the ball, throwing it up there, running around in circles, running into each other, throw it over here, right over here. It was the most entertaining. It wasn't free ball.
It wasn't free ball?
It was not. There was no.
No rules.
No rhyme or reason. There was nobody.
It was Calvin ball.
They were just playing. It was so refreshing.
Calvin ball?
It was Calvin ball.
They were skipping and like running and kicking and missing the ball in the air and laughing at each other. And they'd fall on the ground. Oh, it was so fun. I missed the ball. That's... And then they'd run and they'd care. It was hysterical.
What is Calvin ball?
The joy.
You haven't heard of Calvin ball?
No.
Calvin ball is...
From Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
Ah.
It was a ball game that they would play where the only rule is that you can't use the same rule more than once.
That's awesome. Sounds like something Helen would invent.
And so, like, if right now you can kick the ball, next you can't ever kick it again, sort of thing. Or like you can't if you kick it over here to the left, so it passes this tree, and that's out of bounds. Well, now it's in bounds for the next time, and you can kick it over there. And
oh, that's genius!
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Except for that's too much to keep track of.
Well. That's why Calvin.
They'd all be asking me, "Oh, was that? Was that good? No, it wasn't." And then they start to fight. See, this is why this is so genius.
No rules,
there's
no fighting.
There's no rule. There's no fighting.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always great.
All I hear: interference, holding, holding.
Dave says, "Here's a new rule: if you can catch a wrench, you can catch anything." All right, everybody in the chat room, thanks for joining us. Thanks for making the show more fun, Jen. Thank you. Dave, thank you. Dachshund, thank you. It's listener appreciation show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my job.
All four of them.
Is that everybody?
Mm-hmm. We're almost as big as Kid Craddock. Almost. He has 12 listeners, right?
I think that's what he always says.
Yeah, we have 5. We're doing good.
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Four. Well, John.
Yeah, but he didn't listen live.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
All right. There you go. Kidge, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting up with me.
You're welcome.
And Faith,
yes,
we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Shooting arrows at us as we try to take off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do my part.
All right, everybody. Tell them goodbye.
Bios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.